There Priam and his counsellors were sitting. Thymoetes, Panthous, Lampis, Clytius, the soldier, Hecataeon, and those two clear-headed men, Antenor and Eucalegon, peers of the realm, in age strengthless at war, but strong still in their talking, perching now above the sea and gates on the escarpment. They sounded like cicadas in dry summer that cling on leafy trees and send out voices rhythmic and long. So droned and murmured these old leaders of the Trojans on the tower, and watching Helen as she climbed the stair, in undertones they said to one another, "We cannot rage at her. It is no wonder that Trojans and Achaeans under arms should for so long have borne the pains of war for one like this. Unearthliness. A goddess the woman is to look at. Ah, but still, even so, being all that she is, let her go in the ships, and take her scourge from us and from our children." These were the old men's voices. But to Helen Priam called out, "Come here, dear child. Sit here beside me. You shall see your one-time lord and your dear kinsmen. You are not to blame. I hold the gods to blame for bringing on this war against the Achaeans, to our sorrow. Come, tell me who the big man is out there. Who is that powerful figure? Other men are taller, but I never saw a soldier clean-cut as he, as royal in his bearing. He seems a kingly man." And the great beauty, Helen, replied, "Revere you as I do, I dread you too, dear father. Painful death would have been sweeter for me on that day I joined your son and left my bridal chamber, my brothers, my grown child, my childhood friends. But no death came, though I have pined and wept. Your question now, yes, I can answer it. That man is Agamemnon, son of Atreus, lord of the plains of Argos, ever both a good king and a formidable soldier, brother to the husband of a wanton. Or was that life a dream?"